All right, Jebusai, let's begin. So we're going to pick up page Samech Aleph, second paragraph down. Va'anu rotzim la'orer b'cha das me'atzmecha. Remember again, says the Piagetzna, we are looking to awaken your own das. We've been speaking about the problem or the challenge of conformity, the challenge of an individual, like, you know, the mashal that he gave yesterday was a powerful one, of the child who puts on the coat and the hat of the adult, tries to look the part of the adult, but everyone ultimately realizes that he's just joking, right? Meaning that he's not really who he poses to be. So the Piagetzna says that's kind of what we do throughout a lot of life. We just become much more skilled at it. Therefore, says the Piagetzna, our goal is va'anu rotzim, our goal, says the Piagetzna, is to awaken your das, to awaken your own das, the das within you. Halo atzmuscha Yisraelu. Remember again, in your essence, you are a Jew. Vesruach haYisraelis shebecha tegala mekirbecha. And the goal is to reveal your inner essence, right? To reveal who and what you truly are internally. Ruach haAvos asher atzu bekirbecha yotzitz v'yigda. The spirit of the patriarchs, the spirit of the Avos, is inside each of us. And the goal is to allow it to shine and to amplify. Hi tadichacha, v'hi tacharis oscha lemar, chazos v'chazos asei. So it's actually quite interesting. What the Piagetzna posits is that we have the necessary koach within us. We have the necessary energy. We have the necessary direction within us. It's just the shaila of discovering it. He attributes it to what we call zchus avos, that, you know, the DNA of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are inside of us. So because of that, really what it's a matter of doing, I don't have to, this is another interesting piece. I don't have to discover my holiness. I have to uncover my holiness. And those are two dramatically different things, right? Meaning, at the end of the day, sometimes we think that we're kind of like parv, and so I have to go ahead and find Kiddusha somewhere and inculcate it within myself. What the Piagetzna posits is that is not correct. The Kiddusha, the holiness, is already inside of me. I just have to uncover it. I just have to develop it. I just have to find it within me, but it's already there. And once you find that Kiddusha, that is able to guide me in the path forward. That is able to guide me ultimately. That's what he says, Tadichacha v'itachris os chalimar. That energy that is already inside of you will propel you. And will tell you the following. Kazos v'chazos asei. That little voice will help me to know. This is what I should do. This is what I shouldn't do. As Hashem Elokecha Elokei Yisrael Avod. That's misosav shemar. Hashem, the God of your God, the God of Israel, you should serve. Keep his mitzvos. Shema es kolo. Listen to his voice. Asher b'fi avicha v'rabcha tovim. Listen to the voice of God, which emanates from your father, which emanates from your rabbeim. La'anashim harechokim min haTorah tilag. From people who are far from Torah, be careful. Be careful for the advice that they give you. And ultimately, the things that they say may or may not be rooted in reality. B'nyanei haTorah tia eson. When it comes to the matters of Torah, be diligent. Az kanamer, be bold like the leopard. Lo sechas v'lo sevosh mipnei kol. Do not be embarrassed in front of anyone. So says the Piagetzna, sometimes we spend our lives trying to fit in. We spend our lives listening to the voices of others instead of discovering the voice which already resides within. And that voice which resides within tells us everything we need to know about ourselves and about our lives. I will say, obviously, what the Piagetzna is going to discuss, so how do you discover this voice? This voice is really only discovered through the cultivation and nourishment of one's soul. When you learn, when you keep mitzvos, I will say, that's when you discover this voice. I will say, this, by the way, kind of highlights another fascinating idea, which is, you know, sometimes the greatest challenge in life is, how do I know if I'm seeing something clearly? Right? You know, I think we all encounter this at different times. A situation comes up, and I see it a certain way. And sometimes it's so important to do a little bit of like a self-check, to be able to ask myself, okay, this is how I see it, or this is how I understand, this is how I'm processing it. Is this correct? Is this correct? Now, obviously, it's correct in that it's the way that I feel, but we also know sometimes just because I feel a certain way doesn't actually mean that my feelings are correct. Feelings betray us all of the time. We'll say, so what the Piagetina is saying is, this is why it's so important to be rooted in Torah. If a person is rooted in Torah and mitzvos and a Torah lifestyle, whatever, that means something different for all different kinds of people. But the idea is, that gives me insight. What that does is, that allows me to find the inner voice. And when I find the inner voice, then I'm able to see things for really what they are. This, I think, what we're touching on over here, I think is one of the greatest challenges we encounter every single day. How do we view the world? How do we view circumstances? And perhaps most importantly, how do we view ourselves? And the problem is, if I am not situated in the correct life framework, it's hard for me to access that voice. And if it's hard for me to access that voice, then it's hard for me to have real clarity on the way things are. I see things the way I see them. That doesn't mean they're correct. That doesn't mean they're correct. So, you know, this is like, I think sometimes a little bit of the difference between Torah and modern psychology, right? So modern psychology says, if you feel it, then it's true. Or if you feel it, then it's real. Now, it's true. If you feel it, it's real for me, right? If I feel something, it is real for me. But it's so important sometimes to go ahead and highlight the fact that just because it's real for me does not mean it is objectively true. It's subjectively true. This is the way I feel. And I will say, that's why it's so important. You know, sometimes we make the mistake of discounting people's feelings because I might be outside of you and I say, that's not true. That's not correct. So I might be right and you might be right. In other words, it's right because you feel it. It's your subjective reality, but it might not be the objective reality. And I will say, this is where this inner voice becomes so incredibly important, because it's this inner voice that allows me to see life not just the way I feel it, but ultimately, again, the way it truly is. Let's go by it a little bit. And this is something I will say that says the Piagetina, that we have to focus on a lot. Discovering your inner voice. Discovering your inner Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Discovering your inner Avos. Discovering your spiritual DNA and makeup. And not spending your life listening or molding yourself to the voice of others. Yadanu, gam yadanu, sheneget hamasisim Hashem, beferish yomur la'adicha chachas v'sholem miderach Hashem, al sha'ol tachtis mekom choshech hasitra achra rachman atlan, gam me'atzmecha teida lizar, divreyem yu lecha ke'ish tzareves, u'kimitacha ve'akeshes mehem u'mikol si'asim tirchak. We'll have to stop with this, but it says the Piagetina, we all encounter people or ideas which are hostile to our ideology. So we'll say, when a person is openly hostile, the Piagetina says, I know you're going to be careful with a person like that. Right? Because that person is unabashedly hostile to my thoughts, my hashkafas, and my ideologies. Ultimately, and therefore again, I know that I'll keep my distance from that person. I'll be careful with that person. Where ultimately, again, does where does the danger stem from? He goes on, he says, V'rak min ha-tzivuim tzichim la'atzir chabiyoser. And we'll say, who do you have to be careful with? The tzivuim. This is actually quite interesting. What are the tzivuim? Tzivuim are hypocrites. Hypocrites, we'll say. Hypocritical people sometimes are the most dangerous. People who ultimately, again, say they subscribe to your ideology or they agree with your hashkafas, but then, again, undermine them in some more difficult way. So, okay, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem, bottom of Samech Aleph on Monday. Sure.